はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう東京、ちぐさです。
よしです。
Peter here, survival phrases number 41. As always brought to you by Eric Claren, the translation and interpretation specialists. We're back with another survival phrase episode. Now Yoshi-san, today let me ask you a question. Can we label today's episode, well, today's conversation, a survival phrase conversation?
I think you can.
Yeah, why is that?
I have this situation quite often, meeting my friends in a restaurant and stuff.
Chigusa-san, what do you say?
Well, I think it's not a phrase you can't live without, but it's always good to know.
Very good point. I think this conversation's most useful for people living in Japan or someone coming to visit Japan who winds up in the situation where they go to meet their friends at a restaurant. Plus, to add on that, to make matters more complicated, they actually have to show up after someone else in the party. So today's conversation is basically showing up second, or let's make that not first, to the restaurant. So rather than getting a seat, someone already has the seat and you have to find your way to the seat. So in English, we would say, I'm looking for Watanabe's party. And that's it. Yoshi-san's last name. I'm looking for Yoshi's party. And then they would show me around or look on my own. Today, we're going to look at that. Now, today for survival phrases, what we're going to do is give you the conversation once. One time, normal speed. Second time, slower. And third time, we're going to give you the translation. Okay, so with that said, let's get into today's conversation. Here we go.
いらっしゃいませ。
待ち合わせなんですが。
お客様のお名前をよろしいですか？
武田です。
少々お待ちください。はい、どうぞこちらへ。
One more time. Slowly, please.
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
いらっしゃいませ。
待ち合わせなんですが。
お客様のお名前をよろしいですか？
武田です。
少々お待ちください。はい、どうぞこちらへ。
This time we'll give you the English translation. Here we go.
いらっしゃいませ。
Welcome.
待ち合わせなんですが。
I'm supposed to meet someone here.
お客様のお名前をよろしいですか？
May I have the name of the party?
武田です。
It's Takeda.
少々お待ちください。
Just a moment, please.
はい、どうぞこちらへ。
Yes, this way, please. Now, this is a conversation that occurs so many times every day, especially Friday nights, Saturday nights, Sunday nights? Pretty much every day of the week.
Yes.
At all times of the day. Now, you know what's funny? This happened to me last Friday night. And to show you how often we use this phrase, I never go out. I'm usually busy with JapanesePod101.com. But last Friday night, I managed to make it out. There was a dokikai. And that roughly translates into a gathering for the people who entered a company, a school, a team, a club the same year. So it was my ice hockey dokikai from university. And we had it at Shinjuku. But I showed up to the place late, so I got a chance to use this phrase. Chigusa-san, when was the last time you used this phrase?
When was it? Like a few weeks ago, maybe?
So you're always the first one at the place.
Yes. Very on time.
Yeah, I wish I had that trait.
Uso.
Yoshi-san, how about you?
It's been a while since I had some meetings like this, actually.
Now, when you say meetings like this, this can be used for all occasions, but there's usually an appointment or a promise or a meeting scheduled. There's something scheduled beforehand. And this is when you'd use this. So can you give us some examples of when you would use this? We already covered the restaurant. Any place else?
You know, like usually if I go meet my like really good friends in a places like casual restaurants and stuff, I ask the hostess if I could just look around quick.
As opposed to have them looking for you.
Right.
I think that's really important to point out. When you use this phrase, they'll look around. They're going to start looking around the store for the party you're looking for. So what Yoshi-san does, he just starts looking around by himself. But it's a pretty good strategy. And we're going to tell you how to do that too. So let's get into today's conversation. Let's take it apart piece by piece and look what's going on line by line. Yoshi-san, first line one more time.
いらっしゃいませ。
Again, you'll come into contact with this word all the time. Yoshi-san, can you give us some examples of where you'd hear this word?
Everywhere. Restaurants, stores, convenience stores, department stores.
Anywhere you're going to spend money.
Yes. This is,
right.
Can we translate it as that? Welcome your money?
I guess so.
I think that's the best because anywhere you're going to spend money.
Yeah.
Nah, I think I'm really starting to understand Japanese. Okay, and can you just break this down for us?
いらっしゃいませ. いらっしゃいませ.
Next we have Chigusu-san, onegai shimasu.
待ち合わせなんですが.
I'm supposed to meet someone here is the translation, but literally, let's take a look what's going on in this sentence. The first word we have,
待ち合わせ.
Appointment. Can you break it down?
待ち合わせ. 待ち合わせ.
Now let's take a look at the characters in this word. The first kanji, the first Chinese character is
待つ.
To wait. And it becomes
待ち.
This is put together with
合わせ.
And this comes from?
合わせる.
To put together. To wait, to put together. We combine these two words. Wait, put together. And since it's a person waiting, you're putting together waiting people. 待ち合わせ. Makes sense. Mm. The characters don't lie. It makes perfect sense.
Right.
So you're putting together two waiting people. 待ち合わせ. Now, again, we go over this phrase over and over. Chigusu-san, can you give us the second part of the sentence?
なんですが.
Now, the nan is actually?
なの.
This is letting the listening party know that you would like some input or response from them about this. So we have appointment. And Chigusu-san, whose appointment is it?
It's my appointment.
Yeah, so you're letting the listening party know, I have an appointment, is the way we can also interpret the sentence. I have an appointment. I'm supposed to meet someone here. Then we have
ですが.
And we interpret this as but. I have an appointment, but something something. And here we have but I can't find them, but I don't know where they are, something along this line. So when you add this なんですか onto the end of the sentence, you're letting the maitre d', you're letting the hostess, you're letting the person in the restaurant know, or the person in the place you're supposed to meet someone know that you need their assistance in finding them. And that's what this sentence comes out to be. So when you're not the first person in the party to arrive at the restaurant, when you get in the door, some places you have to take off your shoes, some you don't, take care of that, walk up to the hostess and say,
待ち合わせなんですが.
Then the hostess replied,
お客様のお名前をよろしいですか?
May I have the name of the party? Okay, first part of that sentence.
お客様.
An extremely polite way to refer to the customer. I don't know if it gets higher than this. Well, I could tell you, out of the restaurants and shops and hotels I've been to, I haven't gotten higher than this. But then again, I don't go to too many classy places. So maybe we should ask Chigusu-san about this.
If that person doesn't know your name, then お客様 is the most politest way to refer to the customer.
Okay. And the word for customer is actually?
客.
So we have the word for customer plus the prefix?
お.
And the suffix?
様.
So it's really dressed up, really polite. This is followed by?
の.
Possessive here. So we have customers.
お名前.
Name. The word for name is?
名前.
And to this we have the prefix?
お.
To make it polite. So extremely polite Japanese here. And we take it literally, customer's name. Followed by?
お.
Object marker.
よろしい.
Good. Nice. This is the polite version of?
よい.
So we have customer's name, nice. Customer's name, good. Finally?
ですか.
Inferring that it's a question. So we have customer's name, good, is the literal meaning. But we have to interpret here. And when we interpret it, it comes out to, may I have the party's name? Is it good to have the party's name? Which can be interpreted as, may I have the party's name? Again, we're going to reverse it here. Is it good to have the party's name? And we infer this as, may I have the party's name? To this, Chigusu responded,
Takeda desu.
It's Takeda. The name of the party is Takeda. So once they have the name, they start to look. After they look, they come back.
少々お待ちください.
Please wait a moment. Can we have the first part here?
少々.
A little. And an easy way to remember this, What's the first character in this word?
Sho.
What does it mean?
Little.
A little. So we have it twice.
Little, little.
That's it. A little, little, which is a very little. A little of a little, which is a little. Did that make sense? So, a little and?
Omachi kudasai.
The first part being?
Omachi.
Coming from the word?
Matsu.
To wait. And this is same as machi awase, the same nominalized verb in there. Now, what's different about this is we have the prefix
o.
And again, the grammar behind this is beyond the scope of this lesson, but inside the PDF, we will have a write-up about this. And finally,
kudasai.
Please. A little, wait, please, is the little translation. Again, we turn it around. Please wait a little bit. Just a moment, please. She comes back and says,
はい, どうぞ, こちらへ.
What's the first word?
はい.
Yes, followed by?
どうぞ.
Please.
こちらへ.
This way. Yes, please, this way. And again, we turn it around. Yes, this way, please. And you're on your way to meet your friends. It's that simple. Now, there are a few variations on what the person working at the restaurant will say to you, the hostess, the maitre d', or the first person you come in contact at the restaurant, of course, depending on the level of the restaurant. I'm quite used to going to izakaya, so it's not too formal, so this conversation should work out okay. But there are quite a range of restaurants. So, Chigusa-san, can you give us something else you may hear in the same situation? And Yoshi-san will give us the beginning. Machiawase nan desu ka?
いらっしゃいませ.
Machiawase nan desu ga?
お待ち合わせ no okyakusama no namae o itadaite mo yoroshii desu ka?
And this is something that you'll hear. Yoshi-san, what kind of restaurants will you hear this at?
Some nice places.
Yeah, some really nice places. I have yet to hear this at the places I've been to.
With all the good-looking hostess and waitresses.
Are we still talking about restaurants here, Yoshi?
Of course, yes.
Yeah, I think what we want to point out here is there are variations to this. So every time you go to a place, you're not going to hear お客様の name をよろしいですか? And there are variations. And Chigusa-san gave us one of those variations. And again, it depends on the level of the restaurant. So this type of place would be kind of a sit-down, very nice dinner, high class. So can you give it to us one more time, please?
お待ち合わせのお客様のお名前をいただいてもよろしいですか?
And again, we can take a lot of time on this expression alone, but we just want you to get your ears familiar with this phrase, because this phrase means exactly the same thing as the one we gave you in the conversation. So if you hear this or something like it, revert to what we gave you today. In a different lesson, we'll cover what we just gave you now. Now, earlier, Yoshi-san was saying that he likes to look around by himself rather than have the employee of the store go looking for the party. Yoshi-san, in a situation like this, what do you say to get permission to go around and look by yourself?
見てもいいですか?
Now, this structure we had in the survival phrases on taking pictures. 写真を撮ってもいいですか? So, it's asking permission. Yoshi-san, here he's asking, may I look around? And the literal translation is it okay to look? Is it okay even if I look? And then we interpret this as, may I look or can I look around? So Yoshi-san, can you give it to us one more time, please?
見てもいいですか?
Okay, and this works out quite well if you forget the party's name. Now, the party's name is one last thing we want to touch on. When you go up and you tell the hostess, maitre d', again, the first person you come in contact with, and you say to them, I'm supposed to meet someone here, the name you give, Chigusa-san, what name is that?
It's the name of the reservation.
That's it. So whatever name the reservation is under, that's the name you want to give. Okay, we covered a lot today. We could actually squeeze this one into two. But this is a really, really useful, especially if you find yourself in this situation. So if you're not good at keeping time, this phrase is going to be really, really useful for you. Okay, so that's going to do for today. Again, stop by JapanesePod101.com. Pick up the PDF. Go to the Learning Center. Get the transcripts. Listen line by line. Also, download this to your iPod. If you're living in Japan, this phrase is a must. You're always going to be doing this. Especially, I could think of karaoke, when you go for karaoke and you show up late, your friends are in a room. If you can't get that room because you call and call again, they can't hear because you're singing, this is what you want to use. Again, the name of the party. All right, so that's going to do it for today.
またね!
またね!